Blog Talk Radio.
This is Conglomerate Radio. This is Conglomerate.
Can you get me some crybaby?
I want to get me a tropical fantasy.
How about some lemon heads?
And don't forget that Swedish fish.
After all, you are going to
a bodega.
Welcome, everybody. I'm chilling here. It's the PAB, the Paul Anthony Boricua, chilling up in the bodega with the crazy, 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 funky, funky, fresh, hot new joint, the turducken.
Turducken.
And the person that you hear laughing and chilling in the background is the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, the improbable, the impeccable, DJ Shit.
My theme music. Every good action hero needs a theme music, so it's fitting. Thank you. And I will not be eating turducken on Thanksgiving, by the way. It is just too much. Too much to take. And we got to make an apology.
Okay.
That are about the intro, our resident trainee, a.k.a. intern, a.k.a. producer, Mr. Deuce. And, you know, that's like the third time he screwed up this week, basically.
Oh, Deuce?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you were supposed to, you got to hear the syndicated version. I don't know if I sent you the copy of it, but
no.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
Well,
thanks, Deuce.
Yeah. Okay, so then, oh, man, I was about to, I almost screwed up.
That's all right.
Oh, man. And I'm getting word from Deuce that the board is going wacky today. So who the hell knows what's going on, but
let's get this out the way. The program may contain adult language and theme. Listener discretion is advised.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, Lisa's out there, so.
Are you prepping for, is the love of your life there prepping for Thanksgiving? Because I hear a lot of rattling in the background.
Oh, there's a ton of rattling in the background, man. I'm telling about there's all types of, I don't know what she's doing over here. I don't know if she's making pasteles, pastelillos, if she got that little bowl with the thing that you squash the platanos with, and she's clanging. She got the KitchenAid. She got the broke-ass bodega version of the KitchenAid, you know. Just like
no
two forks.
No fungo or sangocho or anything like that for this Thanksgiving?
I don't even know. I couldn't tell you. As far as I know, I think she's right now mixing everything with two forks strapped to a power drill. I don't know what's going on over here. Obviously, we've had certain issues. You know what? Let's be like a real radio all of a sudden. Let's start griping about the fact that we're actually syndicated on the internet, which
right.
has to be a first. And, well, at least a actually use that phrase, and obviously we hear we're having problems. So you know what? Thank you for syndicating.
Yes!
And
yes, fuck you too.
Okay,
you are just taking shots at the syndicator, and this is, you know, thanks a lot, Pops, because last week's episode with you going crazy, aptly titled. that gave us a lot of heat from our lovely syndicators.
Oh, because I went off on marriage.
Yeah.
I went off on marriage, how I think it's outdated, how I think that there is no separation of church and state.
Right.
At this point, they might as well give gays a civil union and make it legal, but they won't do that either because, you know, it's too close to marriage. So, thus forth, they can pull something big and heavy that's not greased up properly out their posterior, since I have to, since this is for the syndicators, I have to be careful exactly what I say and how I say it. You know, this is.
No, I don't think it was like that at all. Well, I think it was just basically told or written that, it was a fun show. How about we use that? We'd be very generous about that.
Yes, you could. It was a very fun show.
That's all right. I'd be kicked off
real quick.
That's all right. I could be kicked off of two networks already, so I'm looking at trifecta.
So, but yeah. I'm lost in train of thought right now. I'm sorry.
Are you really gonna roll? Are you rolling the dough right now back there?
Am I rolling the dough right now? No. Am I rolling the dough? I don't. I got a cookie cutter in my hand. If it means anything.
Well, you know, close enough.
Oh man, so much.
You know, I got an email too about us doing a morning show.
Morning show.
Yeah, yeah. I got an email about, why don't you guys do a morning show on Urban Talk Radio?
Maybe it'll be 3 in the morning at our rate.
Yeah, well, you know what? I would entertain it if it was right, if the deal was right.
Oh,
I would entertain the thought.
Hey, man, if it pays me more than what they pay me now, then yeah, sure, I'm good. I'll go there and bullshit.
Yeah, well, obviously we can't use that term on it.
No,
we can't,
but beat a dead horse into the ground, why not?
Yeah, I mean, but obviously, I would entertain it. I would have, even if I had to voice track. Oh, I'm getting inside too insidery. It's inside that turf, and I went to college.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting too inside with terms there. But if I was able to voice track, maybe I would. How about that? We might leave it like that.
Okay, we could leave it like that. All right, that's fine.
So now. All right, now that we know that you're prepping for the big day, are you having it at your house or going somewhere else?
I'm having it at my home, and I am not having no one here because I hate everybody I know. No, I'm playing.
Oh, okay. There's a little.
No. I'm having it here, man. It's just me, my family. The term that I use, the tribe, I have enough of a tribe in my fucking house that I don't need anybody else's spoiled brats in my motherfucking house.
So you're just not coming by?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thanks, Deuce. Get anything else on the ball, but he fires the shot off, no problem.
No. Is anybody coming over to my house? No. Not a one. Nobody. Thank you. Not a two. Nada, ninguno. I don't know how many other words I could use. So.
Your brother-in-law's not coming in either. None of your immediate family's coming in. Just you and the tribe.
Yeah, just me and the tribe. Just me and the immediate cut that shit. Just me and my chitlins. Just chilling, playing the Mario Kart, playing the SmackDown versus Raw hot game, and eating a lot of food.
Is the wife gonna cook?
Yes, the wife is cooking. The wife is getting busy. The wife is finding at least 220 for sazon, and it will be on and popping.
Okay, I was just getting inquisitive about.
We're gonna throw rum in everything.
Oh wow, that's that's. Oh, very good Thanksgiving. That's out by like 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yes, I have very big plans on being hammered. So if anybody gets a last minute heads up, that we're doing a show, it's probably likely because I'm drunk.
You know what? I will actually. Fine. I can look forward to a show on Thursday night then. Good.
We'll see what happens, man. But you know what? We didn't really get into it. Just everybody, again, welcome. If you want to call in tonight, if you're actually listening to our horse shit when this is airing live, 914, area code 803-4124. If you want to call and add in to whatever bullshit we talk about today, I'm not going to go off on marriages again.
No, by all means, go for it. If you need to, go for it.
For those that are my MySpace friends, because they're cool since they're my MySpace friends, I continued my little rant on MySpace. Like, I kind of clarified it a little bit more in detail because I did get flack about one thing. I'm trying to remember because I got more compliments than anything else. So it was just, I can't remember it exactly, but, you know, I just wanted to clarify myself. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, like, all my points I made in the last show was true, but I didn't really get into detail. And I know certain people who are dumb, stupid, and ignorant who could easily have interpreted it. But today we're going to go old school, since this is our turducken Thanksgiving. Thank you, Mama. Thank you, Mama, for having some strange dude get with you and then bounce. Good looking out.
Did you really just do that?
I'm just goofing around, man. Damn.
Damn.
Thanks, Deuce. Wow. I'm stunned. I'm stunned. I know you goofed around, but that just came out of left field.
Yeah, who needs alcohol? So, you know what, man? Like I said, this is going to be a Thanksgiving show. So we're going to reminisce. This is going to be a props to all those that are 80s babies, legit 80s babies.
Technically, me, you were born in the 70s.
We're born in the 70s, but we're pretty much considered 80s babies because we grew up, our formative years, I guess we'd say, were the 90s, but our developing years were the 80s. So that whole G.I. Joe was there, that whole, that's one to grow on. You know, it's all that shit. We're talking about
bright colors and leg warmers.
Yes, we're talking about penny candy. Penny candies.
Don't front on penny candy. Don't front on it.
Penny candy, son. talking about kaboom cereal.
You have to give a definition. Listen, because
I'll even give props to the former weirdo. We're talking about kaboom cereal with the Voltron sticker.
Wow.
That's what we're talking about. But you know what? Before we get into it, I'm going to play something old school right now, man. Just a little clip, all right? For those that are listening, we're also going to educate today.
Oh.
All right. And even Sid, you could join in on the fun, all right? I'm about to play a clip. I'm going to cut it off probably about a minute into it, all right?
All right.
This song, this is a theme song from an old cartoon show. And when you hear it, let's see if you people out there who are listening to our show, who are into hip-hop, who think you know your shit, can figure out what this was used for, okay? It's almost like a Name That Tune, but we're flipping it the other way.
All right, Dr. P-Rod is in session. School.
When criminals in this world appear and break the laws that they should fear and fight to all who see or hear, the cry goes up both far and near for underdog.
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 Underdog. Speed of lightning, roar of thunder.
In case nobody caught it yet, I'm going to listen for the break. Here it comes. All right, we are done right there. All right. So you know what? Sid, do you want to take a crack at it? Do you want to wait a little bit? Let us get into some talk, and then we'll come back, and we can take a crack at that.
Let's wait.
All right, so for those that are hearing it, yes, we played the underdog theme on the bodega. Okay.
Well, old school like that, what can we say?
That's what I'm saying, man. We played the underdog theme. And so in case, one more time, I'm just gonna play this at the beginning of it, all right? Listen carefully and let's see if it rings a bell, all right? Let's see. All right, that's all you get.
Okay.
All right, we were going to come back to that in about 15 minutes, and we'll let the cat out the bag, man. This just goes to show you, y'all need to learn, man. Y'all need to learn if you're into hip-hop. You need to learn where it come from, goddammit. Anyway.
I think instead of, you know, you kind of like taking it to a different space right now, because when people think about sampling in old school classics, usually James Brown and Parliament Funkadelic come out. But yet, nope, not you, Underdog. Why not?
Oh, no, you want to, okay, listen, okay, I'll give everybody an obvious one. See, now, remember that underdog one is an obscure one, so I'm testing everybody with that one, all right? But you know what? Some people need, and I got to give credit where credit's due. I heard this on one of my favorite radio shows like 2 weeks ago. They were talking about it. And they were talking about it in the sense of giving props that people don't realize. Like, some of the original joints are hot. Like, it's almost offensive that people bump what they were sampled for without realizing where it came from. All right? So with that in mind, Joe, this is for all the old white people that listen to our show. There's a couple of y'all. Your old
really?
Geriatric, nutriment, drinking mobile. Here you go. Joe Cocker, goddammit.
I think you're going to love this record. Or you would
if you're
mad Dre. Enough.
That's too easy.
Yeah, because it wasn't sampled. It was Jack.
Yeah. Hey, getting back to what we were talking about last week, somebody does the king of the original auto-tune vocoder is singing the hook on it.
Hold on. Oh, that's bad. That's that shit. Joe Cocker. That's the white man with a beard.
Well, oh, wait. Michael McDonald gets in that category, too, though.
Okay. Okay. All right. Big up white men with beards. Big up
white men with beards. Even Phil Collins during the Sussudio days rocking that beard. Good for you.
Wow. Sussudio.
Dude did do a joint with Philip Bailey, so there you go.
Oh, man.
I was referencing Easy Lover, but that's, you know.
Okay, so then, you know what? Let's blow some everybody's heads up right now. All those thugs that bump Jay, you know what I mean? That bump Jay-Z talking about, yeah, that's that nigga. No, he's not. Y'all were getting busy to a dude who was an alcoholic. Straight up. They don't even realize. Do you hear it coming through?
Yeah.
Oh, it's right there, don't you? I know y'all hearing it. Y'all bopping your head. Y'all waiting for that ROC, aren't you? Nah, it wasn't Joe Camel. Jim Morrison, bitches.
That's it. It's the Doors.
Oh. I know y'all feeling it. Oh, you hear that guitar? You hear that guitar? That's banging.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Oh, I'm waiting for the hook. I'm just waiting for the hook. The dudes I listen to the best. Niggas caught a body bumping the door. They don't even know it.
There you go.
Oh my God. That was just crazy. They don't realize it. They don't.
I know. It frustrates me too, to this day. It really does. How young cats don't really know the samples and how they should school themselves on stuff like that.
See, that's why I said, man, like when we brought up Kaboom Cereal, I know there's a couple of them that straight up looked at their little Dell speakers that stared at their iPod like, Kaboom, what the hell, Kaboom, what, sound effect or something? Kaboom Cereal, man, with the scary-looking, crappy-drawn clown.
Yeah, right. You know what? I'll post up a picture of it on the website. How about that?
Kaboom Cereal, man. Big up the One Nut, who was a big Kaboom supporter.
Huge.
Food.
Those things were high. I mean, listen, those, don't get me wrong. Those things, you know, every cereal has sugar, but Kaboom really had sugar.
It was crack.
Yeah, it was crack. It was close to being like liquid crack if you dipped it with milk. It was bad. You couldn't even take a whole bowl of it because you'd be amped up for half the day.
Oh, man, that was the true Saturday morning cereal, man.
Oh, yeah, you wonder why your kids were up at 6 o'clock and, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning and watch Saturday morning cartoons which don't get me started on that, by the way.
The fact that we're no longer Saturday morning cartoons. I mean, they're there, but it's not the same anymore.
Well, they got rid of one more this week. All of Fox's lineup is gone. So.
What?
Yep.
Wow, we lose another one to the Disney Channel.
Yeah, right. It's Miley, right? We lose another one to The Hills and Miley Cyrus.
Oh, thank God for WB, man. Thank God for Spectacular Spider-Man. That's a hot show.
Well, you get to watch that with your son, don't you?
Yes, I do. I put my son on to that. Are you kidding me? I put my son on it. My son is uber nerd, man, at six.
Do you make him watch, like the old school Tom and Jerry's and Bugs?
Yo.
And well, I mean, that's a requirement, but, like, Tom and Jerry was a very violent cartoon.
All right. Listen, I'll let everybody in. I have to say that one of the coolest aspects, one of the dopest aspects is that my son, actually, most of my kids are open-minded, but my son, because he's at that age where if it's perceived to be cool or if there's something that interests, especially a six-year-old boy,
right,
he's going to take to it. And considering most of those old-school cartoons are violence and slapstick galore, what six-year-old boy is not going to enjoy that?
Yeah, that gets passed down to generation.
Yo, man, my son, if Popeye comes on, old school Popeye comes on, my boy wants to sit there, watch Popeye eat the can of spinach, punch Brutus into the train so hard that the train flips up in the sky and comes down forming like the St. Louis Arcs. If he sees me on YouTube, my son is six. Whatchamacallit? When he sees YouTube, he already, I can't think of the term, but if he sees YouTube, he thinks automatically of, like, Popeye cartoons, certain Tom and Jerry cartoons, stuff that doesn't even get aired no more.
Right.
I'm not talking about, like, people are probably wondering what the hell I'm talking about, and some are probably taking it to the other extreme, like, thinking it's the really bad ones. For everybody that don't know, a lot of the cartoons, especially nowadays, are banned. A lot of Tom and Jerry cartoons aren't played on regular TV no more. Warner Brothers, Popeye, and there's a bunch of reasons. Some of them aren't getting played because they're racist. They're straight up indicative of the time that they were made.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of Sambo. There's a lot of blackface. There's a lot of World War II stuff like Japs and stuff like that. So a lot of that stuff is kind of put away, right? But then there's a lot of stuff that's just violent, just like violent. Like Jerry shooting a shish kebab through Tom, you know? and it somehow lands over an open flame, you know? And my man's already got like the tomatoes and the lettuce and everything already around him too, right?
And well, also on the same effect, you can say the same thing. Man, I am tongue-tied tonight. The same thing about Bugs Bunny cartoons, because remember they had those four directors, and each one of them tried to top each other on the zaniness that went on during that time frame?
Oh, yeah.
And it was crazy for all that stuff that got aired. I'm surprised I got a privilege to watch those.
Yeah, so that's something we are really... I got to be grateful, man. I tell a lot of people, a lot of the older people I talk to, like, they bug out when they know about the stuff that I know. And I admit, I'm a geek. I'm a geek like that. But you know what? I know too many of, like, yourself, Sid. I know too many of our friends who are all the same way. So I know it's not only me. We're literally the last generation that really got turned on to it. You know what I mean? Before there was a big changeover, before there was 24-hour channels of cartoons and everything was sanitized and...
The rating system also helps, you know.
Yeah, and I'm not blaming
stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm not blaming. You know, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not trying to get on that bandwagon.
No,
I'll
put blame right where it's due. Listen, if you, it's up to being a responsible parent and knowing what your kids want to watch, what they can watch and can't watch. So, I mean, listen, if you take them aside and say, listen, this is not the way it is now. You know, this is just. Fun and cartoons. I mean, you kind of grow up well adjusted, but now people get too sensitive, and we got the ADD phase, and we're quick to diagnose kids and all sorts of crap.
Yeah.
Whatever. Are you really? You son of, I'm gonna kill you. Hey, Deuce, I'm gonna kill you. All right, I'm sorry. Where was I? No, I'm just joking. But you get my point. That is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I have to be grateful that I really do believe we're like the last generation to really grow up with that type of stuff where, man, you know what? You know what people don't – my son knows this. My son was actually kind of disappointed he didn't see this in a live-action movie when Megatron showed up and he wasn't a gun.
Ah, that's terrible.
But now, see, some people are like Megatron, people don't know, when Megatron first came out, he was a handgun. He was a pistol. Right?
Right.
A laser pistol, but he was a pistol. And it was a bit stupid. You know, he transformed, and then miraculously, he also shrank down to size, you know, to be held by whomever.
I think it was the first couple episodes or something.
Yeah, it was a little bit unrealistic. It was even more so unrealistic than, you know, robots transforming into vehicles, you know, because he was also able to alter his density and size, you know, as well.
Who cares about that crap?
Yeah, but my point is, though, like, sometime around the early 90s, because there were new rules put into effect, that's why they stopped making Megatron like that. Like, you can find statues and stuff like that, but the figurine to be sold on the shelves, you won't see it because it's not allowed anymore. That's why he's like a tank or he's anything else with a gun but a gun. And they won't do it no more. And it's one of the things where it's just like, I don't remember our generation being affected like that.
No, it wasn't. It was not at all.
Come on, man. We had welfare cheese. Jesus Christ.
You know what? That's the best cheese ever, and I still stick to that statement to this day.
You know, I'm going to be fucked up. I'm going to play the race card. Obama, bring back welfare cheese. And the free rice with the powdered milk, goddammit. That held you down.
You were hungry, yeah, it did hold you down. Well, you know what? Let's go. We got to go to I got to go back to the bodega and go to the no-frills aisle. I gotta find a no-frills aisle somewhere. I don't get it totally now. It's usually one corner of the supermarket.
Wow, the no-frills aisle, man. Now, wait, people don't know about the no-frills aisle because it has been non-existent for well over 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, over 15 years. It disappeared, and we didn't even notice it until it was gone.
Yeah, but you know what? It's kind of like the small section in the supermarket now here.
Well, it's there. It's the no-frills aisle
there,
still exists.
But it's not a whole aisle like it used to be. Now it's like a small section.
And it doesn't look the same.
No, not at all.
No, not at all. The no-frills aisle was something out of – do you remember the name? I'm trying to go to somewhere with a joke that I know it's probably going to bomb. Do you remember
– Get ready, dude. Go ahead.
There was a movie with Robin Williams where he played a photographer and he was obsessive about some couple or something like that, about their life. And he was having nightmares and stuff. And a lot of those nightmares, and I know this has happened in other movies also, but that's the one movie I remember. And fuck me, cause I can't remember the title of it. But everything was white. Like in his dreams, everything was white.
Yeah.
Or like he'd be standing in an aisle and the whole aisle would be white. The no frills aisle.
Right.
Was that aisle an actual? You looked down that aisle, and it was of boxes and packaging of white, straight up white, black letters on the package, and like maybe two little thin ass bars that were like blue and red. Yeah, I mean, it was something out of Day Live. It was like you can almost see Obey, you know, on some of these damn things. And that was the aisle. It was basically the cheap shit, the cheapest of the cheap. No brand name, you know, you didn't, it, nothing, man. It was just there. And that's what you had, man. That's what it was, man. That was, you have yourself a box of no frills cornflakes. You weren't even sure if there were cornflakes in the box. It just big white box.
Yeah, right.
And then you have some stale ass crackers with some welfare cheese that you had to cut off this big ass Moltar brick.
Don't front, man. That was the best. It was the best.
You'd be eating your fingerprints in the damn thing.
Oh, yeah. It melted very well. It was just so – the cheese was so good.
A lot of people co-sign welfare cheese, man, for being the dope – making the dope grilled cheese.
Hells yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Bring it back just to that. Even if you do have to make people, like, buy it at a supermarket, make it for that reason.
Even though, man, that was a rough deal to cut that, man, when you wanted to make that. That was rough. You wound up, like, having to piece it. You have, like, 15 pieces of little odd shapes trying to piece a level sheet across the bread.
Yeah, it was very difficult after, like, the third or fourth slice with a good knife, because you found out it got dull pretty quickly if you tried to cut it. That it was very hard, difficult to make a sandwich, but
you break like three cheese shredders trying to grate that bitch.
I think I can't remember who it was. I think it was my aunt out of Flatbush. I think she tried to make it with mac and cheese once, and she literally dented the grater the other way. And then she just, you know, her being, you know, my aunt, what she did was she just barely took a shearing knife, cut the side, flip the grater over, and then use the other side of it.
The hell with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Oh, it was awesome.
Oh, man, but those are the times, man. Oh, man, I got some more to go on it. But you know what I said? We were gonna address that sample. Now, for those that are curious, all right, I'll play just the beginning of it, because the beginning of it and the break in it are what's important, but they're the same thing. So let's just play that one more time, all right? It's Underdog. Yes, Underdog for my old school people out there.
When criminals in this world.
All right. Thank you, dude. So that's what we heard, right? Now, Sid, do you think you know where that sample's from?
Do I think? You know what? I can't think right now. Okay. It really is. I'm not trying to come up with an excuse. Usually if I was in my right state of mind right now, and don't take that the wrong way, people.
Okay.
Right. I probably would have got it, but I can't come up with anything right now.
All right. So check it out. Get ready for everybody's jaw to drop. All right. Here you go. Get ready. This is where the sample gets used in.
Tiger style.
Oh, that's right.
There we go.
That's right.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. You hear it? Wu-Tang
Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. As soon as I heard it, I was like, God damn it. Stop step inside the room. Dr. Doom, prepare for the boom. Bam! Oh, man! Ah, slam! Damn! I've been talking and forcing my style. It's awesome. I'm causing more family food than Richard Dawson. Oh, man, now that's how you chop up a sample. That's how you find some obscure shit and chop anybody,
that shit up.
Yeah, wait, anybody that throws in Richard Dawson as a lyric gets extra cool points. So, Inspector Deck, you get my gold seal of approval there. Just saying.
Wow, my man. Wow. Sid dropping it down.
Thanks, dude. He's killing me all weekend. And
what happened?
Deuce, I'm just complaining about Deuce again.
Chicken, yeah. So, man, you know what? Before we go into some more, man, because you know what I want to talk about? You know what? Let me get to a track and we can continue this conversation about some old school stuff.
Okay.
And maybe I'll play another sample also to draw out there. You know what I mean?
This is the Big in the Morning radio show. No, I'm sorry. I'm just getting prepped for whenever we make our market debut.
All right, man, I got two tracks, because I do want to try to at least get one track to show, if not more. So I got two tracks, all right? I got another, and I'm going to leave it up to Sid, everybody. I have, but Sid doesn't know what I got loaded up, so. All
right, pray, people.
No, I'll tell you what it is, man. I mean, if we could vote on it, I would say, hey, people, call in, let me know what's up. But y'all some lazy bastards, so we'll call it. Happy Thanksgiving. we have I found a Stretch and Bobbito freestyle by Kuji Rap, man, from like 92, 93. Sick. It's a sick freestyle. It shows you, it reminds you how dope the man is.
Humorous. That's really good.
I have that, and it's unedited. So I have that, and I have another Static Selecta joint.
What's the Static Selecta joint?
The one with CL, man.
Oh.
Hey, Thanksgiving, man. We gotta have a good mood, man. Everybody gotta get ready for their ham, for their turkey, for their chicken, for their pasteles, for their paterillos, for their mother-in-law to come through and act a motherfucking fool, for their drunk-ass uncle, for those that have a basement where they're gonna see all the men down there watching college football and it's gonna smell like cigar smoke and farts. You know what I'm saying? We gotta set everybody off in a good mood.
All right, why don't I just, you know what, I'll switch it up, because we already played Static Selecta, so. And if they really wanted to listen to Static Selecta, they'd be picking up the album, stick to the script, out now on
iTunes. We can still, we'll see what happens at the end of the show. Maybe we'll get to the cup. Because like I said, Cool G-Rap joint is short, so.
Yeah, hit him up with Cool G-Rap. Might as well. Right. Show you how lyrical this guy was.
All right, this is Cool G-Rap on Stretch and Bobbito for back in the day, man.
Big influence.
That I know. Yeah, big influence. So this is just a freestyle that he did on the show. Many rappers came up through there and did freestyles. I got lucky enough to come through a couple of them in pretty decent quality. So here's Cool G-Rap, man, just to remind people of how dope this man is and was, or however you want to call it. Whatever. You know what I mean. Anyway.
He's a living legend. Let it go.
Slow down the pace a bit.
Wait, let me give you an intro.
3 a.m.
So get it twisted. You ask a nigga to strap with the biscuit. If you just get you listed as a nigga getting lifted. Cause I don't conversate or debate. I said it straight with the nickel plate. Jake, spring out the motherfucking yellow tape. And scoop a super nigga up to try to separate the what? The slut took a buck to his fucking gut. And got a bullet behind the ear. Yeah, cause it won't be one bit of that bullshit. They gon' fear happening over here. Pump motherfuckers best to ease up and freeze up. Cause G's up. Another nigga's getting switched, teased up. Fuck putting the nigga on his back. I leave a nigga face down on his stomach, taking a motherfucking nap. Mac bullets fly when niggas wanna be wise guys. They often but catching the ultimate fucking surprise. If you don't get the bitch, a bitch to come get with this, cause I'm a nigga that keeps the motherfucking funeral homes in business. So don't get caught up in the mix. You transvestite bitch ass nigga, use a chick with a fucking dick. My fucking name speaks for itself. Nigga fucking with Gucci rap is bad for your motherfucking health. I'm bringing it.
Say what?
Cool is that?
Yeah.
I'm only sticking for none of you bitches. I ain't tricking. I mean, I ain't buying a bitch a piece of fried chicken. I don't believe in holidays. I don't go on dates. I ain't with the movies or putting on a pair of skates. Cause yo, I ain't about going out like a sucker. What, we ain't fucking cool? I'm out this motherfucker. Because I was taught to only give a dog a bone. Bitch, if you're hungry, then take your fucking ass home. Cause yo, my mama didn't raise no dummy. You ain't sucking dick. You can't get shit from me. I ain't got a quarter. Cause I'll be damned if I support her. And I don't give a fuck if my hoes wearing high waters. Bitch, I ain't got nothing. Yo, you need some dope hoes, go buy somebody's kids or something. Cause I ain't spending no cash. And I can hear your stomach growling while I'm cracking for the ass. You tell me yes, that's fresh. But if it's no, then it's no. Here's your coat, ho. Time for you to go. You want a nigga that's tricking? Hey, yo, don't look at G. I ain't no goddamn magician. You better keep walking past. Cause even inside Kentucky Fried, I never buy the ass.
All right. That was Cool G-Rap. Just chilling late at night. They used to do their show from like 1 to like 4 in the morning, man. And everybody just go in there and freestyle and just bug out. So
It was crazy.
And that was just Cool G-Rap just going off, having fun, you know. So he kind of went all over the place with it. But it shows you how dope he was, man. So complete with the lisp and the whole nine.
I love that lisp. That lisp was dope. That's what set him apart from everybody else, you know. You know, listen, you get people with bad lisps right now, but I'm just saying, as an MC, you know, obviously your delivery is half of your catch. So, you know, Cool G-Rap coming in the game with a lisp, at the time, didn't sound like really anybody else.
Yeah.
And plus, he had lyrics for days, so it was
nice,
one of those
nice,
things.
Nice. They're supposedly in the works, a Juice Crew movie. I hope that comes through, man.
I really do.
All right, the next sample, man, let's see, we're going to play this right now, and then probably another 10, 15 minutes we'll come back through and see if we can make anybody else's jaw drop, all right? This one is strictly 90s, man. This one is obvious as the Takeover with the Doors or with Joe Cocker and whatchamacallit, and California Love. All right, this one's strictly mid-90s. You really had to be into mid-early 90s hip-hop to know where this song was used for.
All right.
So here's a little snippet right now. Edie Bickle, man. Some of y'all are like, who?
Oh, I know which one it is. All right.
Oh, here we go. Oh, man, I'm just chilling. I got some wildflowers in my hair.
I really hope you got the mic muted for that one.
No, I don't. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm not aware of too many things. You know what I know if you know what I mean. That's all we need to play, man.
You just... Oh, boy. Oh, man. Who put him in your hair? Let me just ask that.
I'm not saying. I live in a house with four women. Don't even ask me,
right? Right. All right, I'm just saying. Yes, and if you don't... Back to the sample, I'm sorry. Because I know... You put yourself on blast in the middle of the conversation.
You can
blame that on Goose, too. Don't worry about it. He's our Fall 2 guy right now, so. He was right. There you go. Yeah, that's an easy... Well, I know what it... As soon as you mentioned the artist, I knew what it was, so.
Well, you would have known it as soon as you heard the beat.
The beat kind of gives it away. It's a dead giveaway.
I mean, okay, you know what? We'll go for a twofer. Two for Tuesday.
Okay.
The two for Tuesday. See, we could be on regular radio. See, we're doing the horse shit they do on regular. Two for Tuesday, folks.
Yeah, they're right. You got to have the cheesy voiceover guy in the background like, two for Tuesday.
That's right. Here we go right now. We're going to play the next sample, and we'll tell you what both of these songs are after this break. But now the next one, man. Yo, crazy old school, the funk groups of the 70s with the names.
All right, yeah.
The Buzzards original Savannah Band.
Okay.
Now, as soon as you hear the hook, you're going to be like, oh, I know what it is. But some people have never, didn't even know. So, check this out. It's going to take a minute. Just vibe to this.
It's not Jai Soul Bro?
No, it's not Jai Soul Bro.
Sorry. Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
So it takes a minute for it to kick in, man.
I know what it is already, so.
Someone out there got it. McCready.
Maybe he'll find her. Maybe he won't. Or one never knows. Of his big gray Cadillac on my knee.
Sorry.
I'm telling y'all right now, man. If you do not know.
If you can't get that last one, don't, you know, turn off the show.
Turn off the goddamn show, all right? You bitches don't deserve to listen to this damn show. If you cannot figure out that, well, you know what? I just probably turned off more than 50% of our fan base. But
you know what? Go listen to Lil Wayne.
Okay, how about this? If you are listening to the show and you're not a hip-hop fan, you know, you're more of, you
we'll
know.
We'll give you a pass. You get a pass.
But if you're listening to this show and you're a hip-hop fan and you don't know what that is, your ghetto pass is ghost.
Yeah, I want your resignation on being a fan of hip hop immediately, please.
Straight up. So what? But you know what? We're gonna clue everybody in about another 10 minutes. We'll clue everybody in to what the fuck we just played. Okay.
Okay.
But
I think the first song that you played is a lot harder than the second one. The second one is in the chorus.
Yeah, it is in the chorus. So.
All right.
But we'll see. Some people be like, I know I heard it.
Ah, I just want to smack people. I will smack you. You will give me your address, and I will come to your house, ring your bell, and smack you, and then jump in my car and leave.
Run away.
And if you guys are in the UK, I will fly over to the UK on my next tour, ring your doorbell, slap you, and then fly back home. Thanks, Deuce.
Yeah, man, so going back to what we were talking about, just the old school stuff. Another thing I thought about, man, was, like, because we were talking, the reason why I even brought up this shit, everybody, is me and Sid were talking, like, a couple weeks ago. We started reminiscing just about old school shit that we grew up with. Just like, yeah, you remember this, you remember that? And I was like, yeah, it's not around no more. And then it's no secret, a while ago, I was airing out how Drake Cakes went up to 59 cents. I'm still heated about that.
Oh, the cake tax, right? The little W.
59. 59.
Cream tax, 9 cent cream tax.
These motherfuckers get nine from, but
yeah.
Either way, man. But keep it on topic. So, like, we were talking about welfare cheese, all that shit we grew up with, which is not exist. It hasn't been existent for well over 10 years.
You know what? Maybe our new president should take care of that.
It would be a hell of a stereotype.
And it would be awesome.
And so we had all that stuff, man, powdered milk, which tasted like shit.
It was terrible.
Welfare cheese, which you know where all the real milk went into.
Which was great.
They didn't even bother to, like, properly process it, though, how thick and how moldable it was. And
oh, man. Those were good old days.
The no-frills aisle, which basically has become the premise for horror movie ideas in the last 10 years.
I think the movie you're thinking of is What Dreams May Come.
Or there's a couple, man. It's just that straight white aisle, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And they're like blood and shit, you know what I mean? And so then I started thinking back. I was listening to don't ask me why and shit, but I was bumping Richard Pryor this past late last week. I was bumping Richard Pryor.
Okay.
All right, and because I'm a big comedian fan, and fuck Dane Cook. I'm talking about real comedy. And
wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna put because I know we have college listeners. Let me put that on blast again. Fuck Dane Cook.
Yeah, he's terrible. Yeah, not a fan.
And not that I have a personal problem with the man. I just think it's
comedy. No, if I saw him, I'd slap him. No, I have a personal problem. He hasn't had anything funny since
the nigga's whack.
Oh, okay. That's where I was going with it. All right, you were saying Dane Cook.
Yeah, so I'm listening to Pryor, right? And I'm listening to how Pryor talked about some of the people he grew up with, right?
Right.
And there's three main characters that Pryor's used pretty consistently, right? There's two minor ones. A generic wino, right? Just a wino that be out there, even on a Sunday at 1, be outside.
Yeah, I think...
No, wait, because I know what you're going to bring up. I said there's three characters, and there was one main one out of the three. There was always a generic wino that he would refer to, right? And then there was the junkie, right? And then there was the infamous Mudbone. All right. Now, the thing is, a lot of those characters weren't based on one person, but in turn based on a mixture of people he came across, you know, as a kid, as a young man. And I realized that's not that existent anymore, man. Now, you really have to be, and it's fucked up to say, you really have to be in the really poorest of the poor and the really, 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 really fucked up to come across those characters anymore because they're not around like that anymore. And I know it's a fucked up thing to say. It's probably going to come out fucked up, but fuck it. There was a lot of fucks in there. But those characters used to be, at least I remember in the 90s. In the 90s, they were still existing. You could still walk around the streets and see somebody drunk off their ass that was there every day. You know, be out there singing, be out there dancing to a song that only they hear.
Well, it's every time we went to Times Square when we were younger.
I forget about it, man. I grew up in Coney Island. There was a couple of cats.
Visiting you, absolutely.
So, I mean, there was one dude who I can say, and may he rest in peace. He actually became a good friend of mine once he was clean and sober. This guy, Mingo, who was a Spanish dude from Brooklyn who was an alcoholic first. Then he wanted to upgrade himself, so then he became a crackhead, and then he got cleaned up. But the thing is, once he was cleaned up, to talk to him and hear the stories, he was a funny dude when he was fucked up on anything. But when he was clean and sober, he actually retained a lot of the stories. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he was a character in general without any enhancement. This is a man who, with proof, okay, tried to steal a penguin out of the New York Aquarium in the early 70s and almost got away with it. They had the penguin.
Kid to that damn dog.
Dude, they had the penguin. I cannot effectively tell the story. He's no longer with us. He was, I mean, there's a ton of stories, but the one that sticks out is that my man actually drunk and stoned off his ass, went to steal a penguin at the New York Aquarium. Him and his brother. They climbed over the wall. It was very lackadaisical security. They busted in, got the penguin. The penguin started squawking up a storm because it didn't want to go anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, who the hell is fucking with him, you know? Started squawking up a storm. the noise brings attention to the security guard. Security guard hits the lights. Next thing you know, you got people slowly appearing, you know, like security, police and stuff. Because for the record, in Coney Island, where the New York Aquarium is located, the police precinct has always been located approximately a block and a half away.
Right.
Okay. So they go running with the penguin. And then what do? When you think you're going to get caught with anything, you toss it. They toss the penguin over the wall towards the boardwalk. All right. Now, what I'm saying is those are the type of characters that I just don't think are in existence anymore. You know what I mean? That's one of those – that's just another thing that I just thought about. It's just – it's a negative where – it's a negative thing that has a positive spin where you kind of encounter these kind of characters, man. You know what I mean? You encounter the drunk that was always out there, you know, that was always out there be like, yeah, baby, what's going on, man? Give me a dollar.
All the time.
I know your mother, motherfucker. I was the shit. I mean, you know, the one that always talked about how dope they were back in the day, how they could kick your ass, all this stuff. You had the junkies, which we really hit the peak of it during the crack years, they would sell you anything. You had to watch anything you had around them because they would steal anything. But on the same note, they would try to sell you anything.
I think one crackhead tried to sell me a lollipop without a lollipop. Just a stick.
I know a crackhead that tried to sell a rolled cigarette. All right, selling it like, you know, get the straight shit without the butt, right? Apparently, what we found out was he was taking tossed cigarette butts on the floor and busting off that little bit of tobacco that's still at the end.
Yeah, right.
And grabbing rolling paper and making cigarettes and trying to sell those.
I wonder how long it took him to do that.
I don't know. But like I said, man, it's just one of those things where, like, we're talking about old school stuff, man. It's just one of those thoughts that popped in my head. I'm going nowhere with it, but it's just one of those things where I can't.
I'm going nowhere with it.
You know, it's just one of those things I just got to bring up.
The following program may contain adult language and theme.
But whatchamacallit? It's just one of the things I thought about. I was just like, you know what? They're non-existent. So you kind of got to, you know, it's just for Thanksgiving, you got to appreciate the stuff that built your character.
That you're going to thank for crackheads.
Yes, thank you. Thank us for crackheads. Thank the crackheads, people.
Dude, that's where you hit the round of applause, man.
Okay.
That's perfect. No, let him go. Let him go. He's on his own little level tonight.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? You know what? We're going to get to Sid. Do you have a pick of the week today?
I'll tell you now. I'm going to stay away from. How about that?
Okay, well, you know what? I was talking to Deuce. Me and Deuce got together and we tried something. Let's see if this goes. Okay. It may not. It might will.
Oh, God.
Everybody. Everybody, just clap your hands. It's DJ Sid, pick of the week. Now listen to the man.
I'm sorry. Oh, tears are coming down my eyes.
One more time. Should we intro that one more time?
Go for it.
Clap your hands. Everybody, just clap your hands. It's DJ Sid, pick of the week. Now listen to the man. Ah. There we go, everybody.
That is such a. It sounds like a cross between like an old party joint and Bismarck Kiao crack somewhere.
Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, people. All right, I think I'll play the album to stay far away from. How about that? Kanye West, 808 and Heartbreak. Stay away from it. Terrible. Terrible album. Not even worth your download. Not worth your... Maybe I'd say there's two passable tracks on it, but...
I don't think so, Tim.
You know, yeah, thanks, Deuce. You know what? If you're going to pick up something, I will say EMC the Show. How about that?
Wow, that was an album that came out way early this year.
Yeah, it came out in March. So it's not new, but you know what? It's probably one of the best group albums, if not one of the best albums I've heard this year. So it's something for everybody, and each MC comes correct on it. And led by master, veteran, Ace.
Yes, Master,
you know,
Ace.
Master Ace Incorporated brings the heat to the album, so it's very good. How about that?
All right.
So stay away from the Kanye album. Pick up the EMC album. You'll be
Kanye.
Yeah,
right.
Avoid Kanye. It's bad.
All right, we got 4 minutes. Let's answer these samples real quick. All right, so.
Yes.
The two samples we played were, because I can't queue up to where I want to queue
okay.
it. One
okay.
was the Buzzards, this
right.
this disco joint, disco okay. funk, right? And then the other one was Eddie Pickle.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
So with those two, and those two in their respect, you know, those are hot joints, man. So,
oh, yeah, right.
So the Eddie Bickle joint, now, for my early to mid-90s heads, if you didn't recognize that, go tell your mama to slap you. Think of your grandmama and tell her to slap you. All right? Because you should have recognized it.
Yeah, that's a dead giveaway.
All right, right there, Brand Nubian, goddammit. All right, now.
You know what, I'll put a second recommendation for Pick of the Week. Brand Nubian, all for one. How about that?
Wow, Brand Nubian. Wow, the old school going.
The whole album is dope.
Way back. You know what? I do not have the Ghost joint. I do not. So for that other one, that Dr. Buzzard's original Savannah band, only a 70s band on acid can come up with that name. Whatchamacallit? It was the
Cherche Chez La Ghost.
Yeah, because the name of the original song was Cherche La Femme.
Right.
And then Ghost is for the Cherche La Ghost, which I personally, it's one of my favorite joints. So.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, to this day, and the song's what? How many years ago that song that joined us?
The Ghost one? The Ghost
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I think seven, eight. Yeah, I think you can play it. You can play it to this day. You know, still get a crowd popping with it.
Oh yeah. Oh.
At a club.
Because it's a hot joint. It's just a hot.
Oh no! Without
joint.
A doubt. Without a doubt.
All right. So you know what? We got about 2 minutes left to go. So do we want to get the plugs out the way on our lovely Turducken episode?
The Turducken episode, yeah. All right. Yeah, you could get them all out of the way if you'd like. Yeah, Deuce, you could hit the music or whatever.
There we go. So everybody, thank you for listening in. That's all right. Once again, we are syndicated all over the damn place. We are at the regular Blog Talk Radio. You know the deal.
RPD and Kirk Cameron, right?
Yeah.
Our guest spot host.
You can also get this show as well as other mixes by DJ Sid
at
conglomerate.podomatic.com.
Pick it up.
You can also go and check out our MySpace pages because we're so fucking cool that everybody wants to be our MySpace friends.
Love you, UK ladies. Thank you.
MySpace.com/DA conglomerate or /SkillsRow. You can reach either one of us. And if you want to get any mixes, if you want to get the free Sincerely Yours EP, I just got yelled at.
Yeah.
The free Sincerely Yours mix EP, shoot us an email at doubledagoradio@yahoo.com. That's DA Bodega Radio. Just holler at us. We'll send you something, man. Holler at us. I know I'm going to get yelled at for other stuff that I have yet to send. Inside joke. I keep telling myself I got to do it. I got to do it. Maybe that'll be the premise of the next show. Why can't I get shit done? We're also at, I don't know the address for Mevo. We're syndicated on Mevo.
Right. I'll get you there. I think it's bodega.media.com.
Yeah, you know, and some of these other hosting places are giving us shit for where we go with the show. Hey, man, it's how we get.
That's we're not changing for anybody.
So there you go, everybody. If you download this before Thanksgiving, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, if you gobble, happy turkey day, people.
You know what I mean? Watch out for the gobbledygooker.
I knew that was coming.
And check us out next Tuesday. We should be on the air. We may be on sooner if I get drunk.
Yeah, probably it's gonna happen.
Yeah, go figure. Let's go, because now the chorus kicked in.
All right, peace, people. We're out. See you.